Perek Yud Chet, Mishnah Hey. And what we were talking about, if you recall, was a perek that was dealing with beds. And the bed that we're dealing with, remember, just remember our terminology. The parts of the bed that we had spoken about up until now in the Mishnah and Kelim was that there were ktsarot and arukot. The ktsarot amita are the small headboard and footboard. They are obviously shorter. They are the arukot, which are the sideboards. Now, there are also the kra'ayim, because we have the legs. And remember that those kra'ayim, they would fit into malbenim, which were the wide, big foot-like kind of thing. And then the malbenim, often, if a bed was not completely even, would have lishonot. Lishonot would be little pieces of wood that you would put under the various malbenim in order to make sure that everything was solid and wasn't moving around. So now, let's talk about the din of bittul tuma in terms of a broken bed, because that's what we've done in every set of kelim that we've spoken about throughout the Masechet. We talk about what constitutes the kli shalem that's able to give a tuma, and what constitutes a broken kli, and that's what we're going to do now with a bed. So let's consider the different parts of the bed. So a mitah, let's talk about a mitah that was really tummy. It was an avatuma. How did it become an avatuma? A zov lies down on this bed, right? So now it becomes a tmeya midras. Okay. If I have taken off of the bed one of the shorter boards, let's say I took off the footboard, right? And let's say that on this bed, the legs were attached to that footboard. So now basically what do you have? You have a weird kind of thing, which is like on a real angle towards your feet, and it supports your head and your back. Okay, I mean, people sell that kind of thing. It's called a recliner, you know? So you can still use it, because you can still lie down on this bed, and especially if you've got a problem with acid stomach or something, you may even like this bed, right? So it puts you on an angle at night. So in that case, it remains tummy because it's still usable. But on the other hand, if you take off a sideboard, an aruka, and the legs in that case were attached to the sideboard, so then the whole thing falls down to the side. You can't support yourself on a bed like that. You roll off, then it's no longer a bed. So over there, it becomes Torah. Whereas Rabbi Nechemiah says, now wait a second. Beds are often moved around in the daytime, you know, when you need a little bit of extra room. So that kind of bed, if you would simply take that bed and you would put it up against the bottom of the wall, which often has that piece on it, skirting, right? So there's always skirting. You can always just put it against the skirting. What's the big deal? So why wouldn't it still be called tome? So Rabbi Nechemiah says, even though I can't use it as is, but I can easily use it by putting it around against the wall. Now, suppose you took up just some of the lishonot that keep the bed even, okay? But the problem is you took off diagonally, like one on the side, on the northeast side, you know, and the other one you took on the southwest side, and now this bed is going bum, 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 back and forth, up and down, and so on. That is not a very good bed. And therefore, if you took off shtei lishonot lachson, meaning ba'alachson, diagonally, or you took off two of the legs, alachson, up to a tefach from the leg, and that would mean that the entire bed just moves back and forth, and it's completely off balance. O shemiyata pachot mitefach, suppose you broke off all of the legs, that the bed would come down to the floor, so it would be less than a tefach high off of the floor. That's not called a kli anymore. Then it becomes part of the floor. And therefore, the bed loses its tumas midras. Kelem yudchet mishnah vav. Mita shaitat mea midras. Again, same case. And a sideboard breaks. Okay. Now, when the sideboard broke, the guy replaces the sideboard. Now, in this case, the sideboard broke but did not take the legs along with it because the legs were attached to the shortboards, okay? So imagine what you have over here. You have a bed. It's still usable as a frame because it's not going to drop you to the ground. So if you put something that's going to be supported on three sides and you sleep on the other edge, you'll be able to use this board, this bed. Okay. So then it would be, at this case, still Tomei Midras. Now, for the purposes of this case, we're going to talk about replacing the sideboard, and we'll soon see why we do that. But it's not that you need to do that. No, we'll do it. It's not, thanks for reminding me. It's not that we need to do that in order to say that the mitah is Tomei HaMedras. The mitah would be Tomei HaMedras no matter what. You go ahead and you replace that sideboard. Now, after replacing the sideboard, the second sideboard breaks, and now you replace the second sideboard. Now, remember when the second sideboard broke? The bed was still functional because you had already replaced the first sideboard. We come to a brand new concept over here, and that concept is called Panim Chadashot Bo'u Lekan. Something new has arrived on the scene. And something new has arrived on the scene means that even though there's been a gradual replacement of what was, ultimately what you're looking at is a bed that is a functional bed only because two of its parts are completely new and are unrecognizable from the previous situation. Therefore, for all intents and purposes, this is a new bed, and it loses its Tumas Midras. However, we have another problem. Our other problem is like this. When we connected the first sideboard, when it was broken, we fixed one piece of wood onto the old bed, which was still Tomei, remember? And when we connected it, we gave it a din of a kli. However, even though it's currently able to be Mekabel Tuma, because it is not necessary to the bed's functioning, it does not get the Tuma of the bed. It gets the Tuma of what a Kli that touches a bed, which is Midras, would get. Now, a bed which is Midras is Tame as an Avatuma, but a Kli that touches an Avatuma becomes a Rishon Latuma. Fine. That means that that sideboard that you replaced was only Tomei as a Rishon Latuma. When you now replaced the second sideboard, you have now created a bed which is a Rishon Latuma because it can only function since it has a part in it that is a Rishon Latuma because you had already restored its functionality prior to fixing the second part. So even though Lamaisa, you're absolutely correct in saying that it's not Tomei Midras, but it's Tomei as a Kli that was a Maga Midras. On the other hand, if you did not get around to fixing the first sideboard before the second sideboard broke, then the whole thing is completely tar, because then there was a moment that it was no longer usable as a Kli as a bed at all, in which case nothing ever touched something that was Tomei. And in that case, it would be Tahor completely.